From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is back to tweeting, this time responding to accusations that he revealed highly classified information to Russian officials. In the message, Mr. Trump said that as president, I wanted to share with Russia at an openly scheduled White House meeting, which I have the absolute right to do, facts pertaining to terrorism and airline flight safety, humanitarian reasons, plus I want Russia to greatly step up their fight against ISIS and terrorism. Several news organizations reported that the president, in the Oval Office meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and Ambassador Sergei Kislyak, disclosed information considered highly classified. Cybersecurity experts warned that hundreds of thousands of computer users across the globe remain vulnerable following a large-scale virus attack in recent days. The so-called ransomware virus struck governments and companies around the world, as Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Russia's interior ministry was badly affected, while in France, production was halted at a Renault car factory. In Japan, technology giant Hitachi and carmaker Nissan were hit. Across the globe, thousands of individuals also appear to have been affected by the virus, a type of ransomware called WannaCry. The virus locks users' files and demands $300 to have them released.
The UN Security Council is holding a closed-door meeting Tuesday on North Korea's latest missile test a day after condemning the launch and threatening to impose new sanctions. The council signaled Monday it was ready to act against North Korea because of its flagrant and provocative defiance of earlier demands to end all nuclear testing. In a unanimous statement backed by China, the council voiced utmost concern about Sunday's launch, described by Pyongyang as a mid-range long missile. This is VOA News. Syria's foreign ministry is denying U.S. allegations that the Syrian government carries out mass killings of prisoners on a daily basis and then burns their bodies in a large crematorium outside the capital of Damascus. The United States accused Syria Monday of carrying out those mass killings of prisoners. The U.S. State Department said as many as 50 prisoners a day are being hanged at the prison. It is alleged that the government of President Bashar al-Assad then is using the crematorium to hide evidence of the extent of the mass killings. The top U.S. diplomat for the Middle East, Stuart Jones, said Syria has sunk to a new level of depravity with continuing military assistance of Russia and Iran to countries that have supported the Assad government's six-year fight against various rebel groups attempting to overthrow it. A week after U.S. President Donald Trump sparked anger in Turkey by authorizing arming of Syrian Kurds, he is hosting Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for talks at the White House, with an expected focus on that dispute, as well as the wider conflict in Syria. The U.S. sees the Kurdish force, the YPG, as a key part in the fight against Islamic State and the effort to oust the militants from the de facto capital in Raqqa. But Turkey considers the YPG terrorist because of their links to the Kurdistan Workers' Party, and has been waging a three-decade insurgency inside of Turkey. The United States Supreme Court has declined a bid by Republican lawmakers in the eastern U.S. state of North Carolina to revive a state law requiring voters to present identification at polling places. The state's Republican-controlled legislature passed the law in 2013, with advocates saying new measures had also eliminated same-day voter registration and reducing the number of days for early voting were necessary to prevent voter fraud. But opponents, which include rights groups and Democrats, say those steps unfairly target African-American and Hispanic voters who are less likely to have a photo ID or have easy access to polling places on Election Day. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
North Carolina is an epicenter in the country for the fight for the right to vote. When you look at what the North Carolina Republican legislature has done over the last few years, it's been disastrous. The Fourth Circuit said that the North Carolina Republican legislature discriminated against African Americans with surgical precision. They actually asked for data on the habits of African Americans and how they voted and drafted their legislation accordingly.
An initial federal court decision rejected those concerns. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.